Governor Rick Snyder made his annual visit to Holland's Tulip Time Festival humbled by the resounding defeat of his ballot plan to raise money for roads. He told a lunch crowd that now at least he knows what voters don't want.
We saw democracy in action, and we're older and wiser, and we just go back to work.
And as if he wasn't already sick of road metaphors, he used one more.
Although I'm in a pothole several feet deep, we're just digging our way out. We're going to get back up, dust ourselves off, and get back to work to serve you, the people of the state of Michigan.
The governor says he does not see Proposal 1's defeat as an expression that voters won't accept any sort of tax increase to pay for roads. But he says the job now is to try yet again to find something that's acceptable to the legislature and acceptable to the public. One option that's not acceptable to Republican State House Speaker Kevin Cotter is going back to the ballot.
I think that that would be nearly impossible, even if we wanted to go that route, just because we would be redecorating the tree.
Cotter says that also does not address the immediate need, since the cost of repairing the same stretch of road increases as time goes by. Cotter says he's planning to look for money inside the state budget instead of seeking new revenue sources. But that won't be easy, says Eric Scorsone. He's a government finance expert at Michigan State University.
Given the size of what we're talking about, you would have major reductions in other programs. And I guess if people feel those are road priorities are more important, then I suppose that can be done. But it would be a massive impact on, and let's be realistic, the only real options are probably prisons and, you know, universities, local governments, you know, where the real money is.
Some lawmakers are also looking to raid funds that are legally designated for other purposes, like buying land for parks and nature preserves or paying the medical bills of people catastrophically injured in car crashes.
So that means robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Craig Thiel is with the Nonpartisan Citizens Research Council.
Or there's the a net tax increase through some mechanism, either the sales tax or the gasoline tax or vehicle registration taxes.
Many lawmakers, Republican and Democratic, say they're willing to forego the legislature's traditional summer break to work on a roads package. Here's State House Democratic leader Tim Grimmel.
Voters sent a very clear message to the legislature and the governor. Do your job. Don't kick the tough decisions down the road or pass confusing ballot proposals for voters to sort out.
One of the opponents of Proposal 1 joked there is a silver lining to the fact that it was so soundly rejected, and that is whatever the governor and lawmakers come up with next will look good by comparison. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.